yes to your way. I'll say yes, oh yes, 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 Lord.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Praise the Lord and welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall. Last week, in Spoken in Love number 3, I talked about being thankful because it was Thanksgiving. And what I shared was that what I was most thankful for was having a deeper understanding of God's love for me, the agape love, that perfect love that He has, that love that drives out fear in my life. And I am so grateful. And everything that I read about the Lord and everything that I do in the name of the Lord, I want to be able to do it through that lens of love. And this is a love that is not predicated on someone's actions, on someone's ethnicity, on someone's reciprocation, but it is a love that has been poured into me by the Holy Spirit and sealed in me that I am freely accessing. And there is a great freedom that comes with flowing in the agape love. I'm going to stop right there. I think that is something that we all should personally continue to pursue a deeper understanding, a greater wisdom of God's love, what this perfect love is, and how this perfect love is available to us, in us, and through us. Amen. Well, this is Spoken in Love number 4. So before we get started, let us pray. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you that every day that we wake up, your mercies are new, brand new. Amen. And we're so grateful for that. We're grateful that you continue to pour yourself out to us, that you are as close to us as our very breath, that as we're breathing, it is a confirmation and a affirmation that you are present in our lives. We're thankful for your forgiveness that has been given to us through what our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus did those thousands of years ago on the cross. We thank you that righteousness is a gift from God, that it is not something that we can work for through obeying your laws, but it is a free gift. We thank you for what you will speak into our hearts today. We keep our minds and our hearts open to receive from you. We thank you that we will be known by our love for one another. I thank you. I thank you that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you for that promise. Thank you for the knowledge of that promise that is written for us to remind us that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I pray in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. So let's get started on Spoken in Love number 4. As I said from the beginning, this is not going to be a formal teaching, but I just want to express what the Holy Spirit has placed in my heart to share with you, to share what I'm gleaning from the scriptures, what I'm hearing from the Spirit of the Lord during these times. There is no way that we should be ignoring what is going on in not just in our country, but in the world. I want to speak about this current environment. One of the things I want to say is that we have always said that we are a Christian nation. But can our children see that? Are they seeing that in operation? We are raising our children and giving them morals and values. But are they seeing what we're preaching operating in our lives? Or are they seeing us pick and choose? Are they seeing us being biased? Are they seeing us being hateful? Are they seeing us being divisive, having divisive conversations? Are we living what we read from the Bible? The Bible that most of us are holding this Bible up as if it's God itself. And you can't have a relationship with a book, but you can have a relationship with a person. And also, lastly, is that it is more evident of what we are against than what we are for. And that's a problem. Why is it that it is more evident that we are against something and less evident of what we are actually for, what we actually say we believe. When we say that we are followers of Christ, is it being demonstrated in this world? Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge." When you reject knowledge, you are more susceptible. Well, you are definitely susceptible to lies. Because you haven't gained the knowledge. So anyone can come along and tell you something, whether it is about the scriptures or if it's about something that's going on in the world. If you haven't done your homework, how are you able to know a lie when you hear it? Our knowledge also, our knowledge in the scriptures should also bring understanding in our lives, which also changes our hearts and makes us more discerning. So when we hear messages that are hateful and divisive, that we immediately reject them. Because the scripture says we will be known. How will they know us? We will be known by our love for one another. Let's go to Galatians chapter 2, verses 15 through 21. And what's found in this particular section of scriptures, I think, is very important for us as in our lives. Because as we're gaining knowledge and understanding, it is important that our real self, that new creation, is the one that is guiding and directing and ascertaining or gaining this knowledge and this understanding. Otherwise, if it's not, it will be a perversion of truth. Okay, let's go to Galatians chapter 2, and I'm going to start reading in 15. We ourselves are Jews by birth and not, and this is Paul, the Apostle Paul speaking. This is him speaking. We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. Because by works of the law, no one, not somebody or few people, no one will be justified. It's very clear. No one will be justified by the works of the law. So whatever you think you're doing, because first of all, we don't perfectly ever abide by the law anyway. Forget the spiritual laws. Even in the natural laws, we don't perfectly abide by those. Let's go on to verse 17. But if in our endeavor to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners, is Christ then a servant of sin? Certainly not. For if I rebuild what I have torn down, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law, I died to the law. So don't resurrect it. For through the law, I died to the law so that I might live in God. I died to the law so that I might live in God or live to God. Verse 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. This is a truth. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. Now, this is real. This is critical to listen to this. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. How many of us are living out of that? But in order to live out of it or to begin to live out of it, you have to be aware of it. You have to be consciously choosing Christ in how you see things, in the decisions you make, in how you treat people. You have to make a conscious decision to live Christ, to live Him. Okay, so it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And to go, let's keep going with the scriptures. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Let me read that again. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's how we're living. Even though right now we're still in this flesh, but we're living it by faith in the Son of God. How well do you know the Son of God? Who loved you and gave himself for you. And verse 21, which is where I'm going to stop. I do not nullify the grace of God, which nullify just means to make it void, to make it of nothing. For if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. So if the law was the way for us to receive right standing with God, then why did he die? Then why did Christ Jesus die? Why did he die? What was the purpose to him dying? If it's still left up to us to restore ourselves in right standing with our Father. This scripture is telling us that it has been done. Not by us, but by Christ Jesus. And the way that we live now is in Christ. Our faith is in Him and in Him alone, not in ourselves, not faith in our deeds, not faith in our formulas, not faith in our church attendance, not faith in our service, but faith in the Son of God. This is what drives our lives. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to go to verse 17. But if in our endeavor to be justified in Christ. Oh, you know what? I've read that already. Okay. All right. So I'm done with Galatians 2. I've read as far as I'm going to go. But just go to that chapter 2. And just read all that, because even the scriptures above that, it talks about Paul finally being acknowledged by the other apostles, the other disciples of Jesus as being anointed by God to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, which are us. Anybody who wasn't born as a Jew is considered a Gentile. And his assignment from God. Okay, his assignment from God, not from man, but his assignment from God was to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. So this, it's no longer I that live, but Christ is, it is a very important thing because for too many of us, we have been trying to live this life, not in Christ, but through our flesh, through the old man, trying to redeem it somehow and change its behavior when it was crucified on the cross. So our focus has to be redirected toward what Christ has done, this finished work that was accomplished on the cross, living in that truth for our lives, and not so focused on the old man and his behavior, because he is dead. And we keep blowing life into him by focusing on him and his behavior problems. That is no, it is no longer I, but Christ who lives in me. Now you can see how living in this, I call it the small I, this small me, that how it has shaped your decision making, how it has shaped how you live out your life of faith, the roller coaster you've been on, the ups and downs, and the only way that you can feel good about yourself is to put down others, to judge others so that you can feel better about yourself. Let it all go. It's just bondage. And Christ has come to bring us liberty. We are more than conquerors because of him. He has overcome this world for us. No matter what we go through, we can have the confidence that it has been overcome by our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. And living in the spirit of that, Christ in me. Christ in me, my hope of glory. The other thing that I'm going to close out on that I want to talk about, because there's so much, especially in the political arena, you hear them talking about socialism. And they say socialism is something that will be destructive to the society that we know of. So I'm going to take us to Acts 4. And I'm going to start reading in 32, verse 32. And I'm going to read from 32 to 35. And this whole section was had a little subtitle say they had everything in common. Can you imagine if we had everything in common? Praise the Lord. Now the full number of those who believe were of one heart and soul. And no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own. But they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all, not just on the apostles. Great grace was upon them all. They were of one heart and one soul, and no one said that the things that belonged to them were their own, but they had everything in common. Let me continue. Verse 34. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of land or houses said, sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as they had need. So none suffered lack. This is one of the greatest examples of how to eradicate lack in our environment. We don't like the idea of taking what we have and sharing it with someone else, because we want to take ownership of whatever it is that we have and say that we've earned it and we've worked for it. So you need to go earn it and work for yourself so you can have what I have. That is the kind of mindset that is pervasive in our environment today. Because in a environment that we have, that we're living in, especially in the United States, it is because people are living out of that small I. It is important for them to feel better about themselves because they have more money than someone else. They have more houses than someone else. They have a higher job title than someone else. I mean, all these things. How can you feel better than someone else if they have the exact same thing that you have, or they have access to the exact same thing you have? Because it puts you all on equal footing. We don't like that because we are living out of that small I. That is why I put the question to us, are we really a Christian nation? I am optimistic because, as I said in my prayer, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Christ Jesus is Lord. And I am committed to this truth that it is no longer I that live, but Christ in me. Christ in me. This is the new creation. And things are really being shaken up right now in our time. When you look at this pandemic, we don't even seem to be able to get on top of it before another strand pops up. But it's okay. It's okay for this shaking that's going on. Because the things that are not founded in truth need to be shaken up. The world needs to be tilted on its axis and all of this just shaken off the earth because it's not real. It's a reality that we have created, but it is not real. Christ in us is our hope of glory. Stay encouraged, beloved. Encourage yourselves in these words of truth. You are in right standing because of someone who fulfilled the law that you could not fulfill, the law that I could not fulfill. Continue to press toward the mark. This mark of Christ living in you, living in me. The mark where we are known by our love for one another. Pressing toward that mark that we have all things in common. We have one soul and one heart that none suffered lack. That there was a willing there, and there is a willing spirit to share and to make sure that our brothers and sisters do not lack. Is this what we are calling socialism? It's found in the scriptures, Acts 4. Read the whole chapter. But what I just read to you was from Acts 4, verses 32 through 35. These people were committed. They were committed to living what they believed. And so the things that they owned, well, the things that belonged to them, they did not claim as their own. But they had a willingness to provide for others. So none suffered lack. They didn't look at the ones who were suffering lack and said, listen, brother, you need to pull yourself up by your bootstraps so you can have what I have. That was not the attitude. Stay hopeful. Know that God is working everything together for our good. And the things that we don't understand right now, that we can just leave them in the heart of God. And at the right time, it'll all become clear. He loves you. His love is perfect. And let that perfect love drive out every fear that comes against you. He will not leave you. The Father will not forsake you. Praise God. Well, that's it for today. And let me remind you, we've got Friday Night Joy tomorrow with Pastor Ray Rose at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. And thank you for listening. Continue to pray for When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network. Remember us in your prayers. Amen. God bless you. Until next Thursday, God willing. Bye.